WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, overthinkers, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's face it, life can sometimes feel like a tangled mess of emotions, right? We're all navigating this crazy thing called relationships, with friends, family, partners, even ourselves. Ever feel like you're stuck on repeat, having the same arguments or misunderstanding each other left and right? Well, guess what? There's a way out of that emotional roller coaster, and it starts with something called emotional intelligence. Think of it as your superpower for understanding yourself and those around you, building stronger connections, and creating less drama in your life. Who wouldn't want that, right? So, let's break down this whole EQ thing. What exactly is it and why should we care? Well, emotional intelligence is basically your ability to recognize, understand, manage, and use emotions effectively, both yours and others. Think of it like this. Imagine you're walking into a room full of people, each with their own unique emotional baggage. Emotional intelligence helps you read the room, sense the vibes, and navigate those interactions with grace and understanding. It's about being aware of your own feelings, knowing how they influence your actions, and learning to regulate them in healthy ways. Here are 5 key takeaways that can seriously level up your EQ game. First off, self-awareness is key. This means paying attention to your own emotions, recognizing triggers that set you off, and understanding how your feelings impact your behavior. You know that feeling when you're about to snap? Recognizing it early on gives you the power to choose a more constructive response instead of reacting impulsively. Next up, practice empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes, try to see things from their perspective, and genuinely listen to what they're saying, even if you don't agree. Remember, everyone is dealing with their own stuff, and showing compassion can go a long way in building stronger connections. Effective communication is crucial. This means being able to express your thoughts and feelings clearly and respectfully, while also actively listening to others. Think of it like a dance. Both parties need to be on the same page and communicate openly for things to flow smoothly. Avoid those passive-aggressive digs and go for direct, honest conversations instead. Now, managing your emotions is vital. This means learning how to handle stress, anger, frustration, and other challenging feelings in healthy ways. Find coping mechanisms that work for you, whether it's exercise, meditation, journaling, or simply taking a break to clear your head. Remember, bottled-up emotions can lead to bigger problems down the line. Lastly, build self-regulation. This involves being able to control your impulses, stay calm under pressure, and make thoughtful decisions even when things get heated. Think of it like having an emotional GPS, guiding you towards positive choices and helping you navigate difficult situations with grace. You know that feeling when you're in a conversation, but it feels like you're speaking different languages? Maybe one person is super direct, while the other prefers to hint around things? That's often a lack of EQ at play. Both parties are expressing themselves, but they're not truly understanding each other. It can lead to frustration, misunderstandings, and even conflict. Imagine this. You're having dinner with your partner, and they seem quiet and withdrawn. Instead of assuming the worst, you take a moment to check in with them. You say something like, "Hey, I noticed you've been quiet tonight. Is everything okay?" That simple act of empathy can open up a conversation and help you understand what's going on. So remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-reflection. But the payoff is huge: stronger relationships, better communication, and a greater sense of peace and understanding in your life. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little EQ boost. After all, spreading the love and emotional awareness is always a good thing. Keep those minds open, keep those hearts connected, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Overthinking Cure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.